أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم. Up to year from about the first quarter of the Quran Sharif till year 31, evil qualities of the Jews, Ahle Kitab, were mentioned. And as explained many times, the reason for that is that we don't follow them, they have gone astray, and that we be careful that that bad qualities must not come into us. The first out of the 31, broadly speaking, it started with the point where they did not appreciate the ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and this led further on. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ قَسَاوَةِ الْقَلْبِ. Their hearts became hard, harder than rock also. And then finally, yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, it reached to that level of pride that they thought that they are worthy, that they can speak to Allah Ta'ala directly. Allah must speak to them, that they are worthy of that position, that Allah Ta'ala must speak to them directly. From here we learn many lessons. It starts when a person does not appreciate the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and continuously, consciously, we must be aware of all the great, great ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. For us to have come here and perform our Fajr namaz, what a great ni'mat from every point of view. From a deeni point of view, this tawfiq of coming for Fajr is also only from Allah. That Allah blessed us with this tawfiq, that He gave us our health, etc. The security was in order. If there was any kind of problem, then we should have been deprived of this great ni'mat. So to appreciate, when a person does that, Allah increases in his ni'mat. But Allah showed us from the lives of the Bani Israel, they did not appreciate. And then they went to the stage that their hearts became hard like rock. So when a person doesn't appreciate the ni'mat of Allah, and he doesn't fulfill the commandments of Allah, then it isn't that it is just that he's not fulfilling that. But in its place, more evil comes in then. And a person becomes more and more evil all the time, until his heart becomes very hard. It does not accept the truth. In fact, it reaches that level that now on his wrong, he is convinced he is right. And all who are right, he is convinced that they are wrong. So this qasawat-e qalb is a very, very serious spiritual illness which comes in a person. And as explained, it starts from being unappreciative of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And then finally it reached this stage of pride that they thought that they are the equals of Allah, that they are in that position that Allah should speak to them directly. Whereas the great, great and most honorable class of people, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the Rasuls, the Messengers, they are the ones that Allah chooses and Allah speaks to them. That also through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So, but they thought that they are at that position. So this happens to a person that he gets that amount of pride. And when this, and pride is a killer disease, it is the source of everything. Shaitan did not obey Allah Ta'ala because of his pride. And he got expelled from Jannah because of his pride. Pride is the disease that destroys man completely. From pride comes backbiting in a person. That the person, because he wants honor, he wants name, fame, and now somebody else is getting it, then he starts plotting against that person. He starts speaking bad about that person. He tries and lower his position, and whom Allah has given position, nobody can lower it. Allah protects that person. Pride brings anger into a person. And that is an open thing which Muslim and non-Muslim understand. When a person is angry, then what and what doesn't he do? Whether it is he gives his wife talaq in anger, whether it is he pulls the trigger of the gun in anger, and all the harm that is caused after that. All this comes from pride. So Allah warns us against all this, and this beginning of the Quran devoted to this, and in so detail, and so many aspects of the Bani Israel, that we be on our guard, that these evil qualities must not come into us. And this then is such that in this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, Allah gave Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the true deen. Islam is that religion which till at this very moment thousands and thousands of non-Muslims see the truth of Islam and they accept Islam. So Allah has sent, and the greatest proof of the truthfulness of Islam is Islam itself, the teaching. What great, great teachings of Islam. For example, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the greatest gift a father can give to his children is good manners, good character. In one hadith it comes, feed the poor and look after the people are in difficulties and hardships. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, Abdullah ibn Salam, who was one of the biggest Jewish rabbis, also went and see that who is this person. And when he saw his face, he realized this can't be the face of an imposter, of a liar. And the first words he heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that spread the salam, that is the message of peace. Feed people the food, fulfill the rights of fellow people, relatives, etc. And perform your namaz at the time when others are asleep. And you will enter Jannah with peace. So all these teachings of Islam are clear, clear proofs of the truthfulness of Islam. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we also take these lessons which we read in the Quran Sharif over and over, and we bring this true deen and the passion and the conviction of our deen. And we should not be influenced by them and alter our deen as they want us to alter it. They want us to water it down. They want us to have a mild type of deen, and a deen that is just in name. مَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا إِسْمُ. That nothing will remain of Islam but just the name of Islam. But in that name of Islam, everything which is anti-Islam will be done. And this is just to soothe the non-believers, the atheists, etc. So we must be careful of that. We have been warned of it right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif, and then our hearts must open to the rest of the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.